Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ty Klein. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik hits a line drive towards first. Francona reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Francona reaches second base with a double. Klein moves to third. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Essigian out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bond hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Bond reaches second base with a double. Klein scores. Francona scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Jerry Walker now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 1 in the game. Tardabul hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Segian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Wojcik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields the ball and throws to Donovan covering. Safe. Wojcik moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Segian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Francona strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simile. Essigian reaches second base with a double. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Essigian moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simile is 0 for 2 in the game. Simile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields the ball and throws to Donovan covering. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simile moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simile scores. Lump moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Seaborn moves to third. Charles moves to second. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wojcik hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donovan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Kern pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Bill Kern. Sam McDowell now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Indians. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona is hit by the pitch. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bond hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Held reaches second base with a double. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to third. Charles moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Seaburn scores. Charles moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Archer now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klein hits a pop-up towards third. Charles catches it and throws to first to double up McDowell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic pinch hits for Jim Archer. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tardabul takes first base on ball 4. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona is called out on strikes. 1 out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Essigian moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Romano reaches second base with a double. Essigian scores. Bond goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-4 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Bond now playing left field. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. Charles moves to second. It's 10-6, Indians. Bob Allen now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to home to get Seaburn. Charles moves to third. Wojcik moves to second. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bond. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Wojcik scores. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9, Indians. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.